you know, it's like the three elements that are required for rough fire. We have people, patients, who are on the brink of homelessness and who are faced with having to scrimp and save on food and have unhealthy diets and being able to pay for healthcare and medications. And so we're able, through a wonderful program called 340B and plus our low sliding fees, to make it possible for people to get their healthcare and medications as inexpensively as possible.
This is Leslie Walcott. Today on the NCCHCA podcast, I'm speaking with Guy Simmons, board chair at Roanoke Chouan Community Health Center. He's been involved in community health center work for a long time, and I started by asking him why he does it.
Well, because people need us, because people are unhealthy, and because if people are unhealthy, it's a spiral down from there. Lives are shortened, quality of life is reduced, infant mortality goes up. It just is one thing after another. And the frustrating thing is that there are people who are dying of preventable or curable diseases. And so it's just something that doesn't need to happen, we don't believe, in this country. And so the 1,700 or whatever the number is, community health centers across the country are working on just that.
We're at Cresswell Primary Care, a new site for Roanoke Chouan. Guy Simmons describes why Roanoke Chouan opened this site.
It's about 10 miles from Columbia and about 10 miles from Plymouth, which are the next closest places where there's organized health care. And so without this center open, of course, it was a long stretch and could be described as a health care desert. And going south, it's quite a ways too until the next organized healthcare. So this is a population that has been underserved. There are a lot of there's an elderly population. We have a lot of Medicare patients. There are a lot of seasonal migrant farm workers. Generally, a high level of poverty. High level of certain diseases.
Like what?
Colorectal cancer is very high. And so is diabetes. Diabetes probably twice the national rate. Hypertension. And very few single diagnoses. A lot of people who are just sick. And so we have made a good start on serving the population. We know there are more people who need us, and we have a robust outreach program to find them and bring them here. If anything, we have too few uninsured patients, who are the ones who need us most, of course.
Do you mean by too few that you know they're out there and they're not coming here yet?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what we believe.
He knows there are more uninsured patients out there because North Carolina has a lot of uninsured and underinsured people. The Kaiser Family Foundation estimated that there were over 1 million uninsured people in North Carolina in 2017. But community health centers take care of all patients, regardless of insurance status. And Guy is optimistic.
Good things happen when we try to find a way to say yes rather than an excuse to say no. And I think if everybody in that equation says, okay, how do we find a way to say yes to these veterans? If they want to be served in their communities, serve them in their communities.
He's not just an optimist committed to serving the uninsured. He's also a veteran.
Sure. I'm a Navy veteran, served on active duty for 6 years in the reserve for another 21. Was in Vietnam 66 to 67 on a ship that spent a lot of its time in harbors, on beaches, on riverbanks, etc. And feel very strongly about my fellow veterans. Have tried to serve them in every way that I can ever since, or mostly in the, well, certainly in the last 20, 30 years anyway. I think there's a wonderful connection between community health centers and veterans' health. Again, we're in the primary care field area, business, so to speak. And I think that health is best when people are served by primary care providers who are close by and well-known and who have time to see them on a timely basis and can respond to them as fellow citizens of a community.
But that's not true just to veterans. Guy believes that the solutions to many of our current crises are in primary care, which is provided at community health centers.
Oh, it's how we reach an awful lot of the population of the country. And we know them, and we know their medical records, and we care about them, and we see them regularly. So we're in a good position to be the first line of approach.
I asked him specifically about the role of CHCs in combating the opioid crisis and substance abuse disorders.
Well, good question. I mean, the first thing is we have the patients. And it being in the primary care business, we become aware of situations and can help people get started in treatment programs. And so it's good to be trusted by our patients so that they are willing to level with us that they have a situation with which they need help. Some we can do ourselves, some we obviously need to do referrals. But we also can be, in a lot of ways, the hub of a lot of other service providers, since we come with the patients and community knowledge, other behavioral health people and groups that community groups that are involved in combating substance abuse. Our school-based health center puts us in a wonderful position as far as education of children mm-hmm. is concerned and helping them avoid substance abuse issues.
Thanks to Guy Simmons of Roanoke Chowan Community Health Center for joining us at the North Carolina Community Health Center Association podcast and for his commitment to our veterans and other medically underserved groups.